Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rav Yishai Mordechai, Ezra ben Rochel Tavora, and Lila Nishmas, Rav Yoav ben Pinchas Halevi, and Rav Yaakov Shlomo ben Dov Ber. And we're discussing the Siyata Dishmaya, Hilchos Hataras Nedarim, and it should also be a schus for Chana Liber Bas Nechagittel and Shmuel Alexander ben Nechagittel. And we're going to be basing ourselves with Siyata Dishmaya on the Sefer Mishnah Siyavitz and Siman Nun Gimel. With respect to the minhag and Erev Rosh Hashanah of being matir nedarim, there are those who are makbid that 10 people should be matir the neder, and the question is if they're doing kiddin, because 10 is a beis din shekel, it's equal to 50-50. You can't have maybe 5 against 5. How can you have a beis din shekel with an even number? The Rambam writes in the second paragraph of Hilchos Sanhedrin, Halacha Yud Gimel, that af al pi shebeis din shel shloisha beis din shalim hu, kol zman shehein rabim reizem mishubach, umutach sheyachtuch adin be'echa b'chadasar yoyser me'asara. So even though a beis din of 3 is a beis din shalim, the more the better, the more the merrier. And it's better that they should establish the din, cut the din, with 11 more than 10. So also in Shulchan Aruch and Chosh Mishpat, in Simen Gimel Seif Dalid, look also in the Smadar and Seif Kot and Yud Aleph, and that it says in the Rambam, Shulchan Aruch 10 is Lav Dafka, because it's a beis din shakol, and the Tshuvis of Rebbe Kivager and Simon Ayin Gimel, he writes Besach Dvarav that in Ataris Nedarim you can have 4 Matirim, and he doesn't discuss whether they're Pasul Mishum Beis Din Shakol. So in the Sefer Nachal Yitzchak of Yitzchak Chanan Choshen Mishpat and Simon Gimel Siv Dalet, he asks 4 Matirim is Beis Din Shakol. How come Rebbe Kiva doesn't address that issue? And the Iker reason why we require 3 by Ataris Nedarim, writes the Rosh in Nedarim Ayin Ches Tosin Bava Basra Kuf Chaf Amud Beis, because Ein Beis Din Shakol, so it's Mukh that it's Shaykh Ein Beis Din Shakol even by Ataris Nedarim, and concludes the Nachal Yitzchak, therefore you should not be Mitzarei for 4th person to the 3rd, because that creates a Beis Din Shakol. So it would appear that we can explain as follows. It says in Gemara Nedarim and Ayin Ches Amud Aleph, it says here Zadavar, it says by Shchutei Chutz Zadavar, i.e. by Nedarim it says Zadavar, it says by Shchutei Chutz Zadavar, Ma b'Shchutei Chutz Aaron Ubanu B'chol Yisrael, Shchutei Chutz applies to Aaron Ubanu B'chol Yisrael, so to Parashas Nedarim applies to Aaron Ubanu B'chol Yisrael, but Ma Kan Rashi Amatos, Aflahalan Rashi Amatos, just like here it's Rashi Matos, also over there it's Rashi Matos. And then the Gemara says, "B'parshas Nedarim mai hilchasa." But by Parshas Nedarim, what's the halacha that it's teaching us? Achutz me Aaron ubana v'chol Yisrael. So the Gemara says, "Lahachshir shel shlosh hadiotos." Even 3 hadiotos are good. I frek the Gemara. It says v'arashay matos. So that doesn't imply 3. It implies 1. So the Gemara answers, it's talking about a yachid mumche. So Yachid Mumche can do it, and 3 Hediotos can also do it. The Rosh there writes, Lahachshir Shlosh Hediotos, Dechol Yisrael Ksheirim Lahofer Nedarim, because all Jews can be made for Nedarim, Aaron, Rubanov, Chol Yisrael. And Beis Lekel and Lekel and Memer, you can't say it's 2, because it says, Roshay Matos, that's Machshir Yachid Mumche, and 2 is a Beis Din Shakol, and therefore you need 3. So what do we see from this rush? That by Taras Nedarim, there's a psul of Beis Din Shakol, and not only is 2 no good, but 4 is also no good, because a Beis Din Shakol is not good. It's either a Yachid Mumche or a Beis, and that's not an even number. So the Ran in the Dharma Daf Ayin Ches Amud Aleph writes another reason why you need 3 Hediotos for Ataris Nedarim. Writes the Ran, B'yachid Mumche Kevin Gzer Shavim Arbi Hediotos V'Roshay Amatos Memait Lu Al Korchis Lu L'Kyumei Tabrai. You have to make both. It has to be both Hediotos and also Roshay Amatos. It has to be 1 and 3. How do you get it? How do you figure? So Roshay Amatos B'yachid, if it's going to be a Yachid, it has to be Yachid Mumche. Rashi Amatos, the head of the staff, the head of the tribe, Yamumche. The Hediotos Bishlosha. But Hediotos, you need 3. If they're regular people, you need 3. Aye, Frek the Ran. V'chitema Tlasa Menalacha. How do you get three? Kev the mafkis le micha dukne atosakein beizdin. Once you are going out of the category of one, so make it three like a beizdin. So he doesn't write like the Rush that shnayim is a beizdin shakel. That's not his problem, and that's why you need three. But rather, he says that once you're out of the category of one, so then you already jump up to three. So it should be kein beizdin. So it's mashmit shabbat taras nedarim. You require shlosh adyotos because of kein beizdin or benishkin beizdin mamish, and therefore they have no psul of a beizdin shakul. Rashi there in Nedarim writes, "Lahachshir gimel didyotos bataris Nedarim, the Aaron chad uvanov chad v'chol Yisrael aray klasu." He learns from a pasuk that it's three, and it says, "Kol Yisrael shema mina lahachshir shlosh adyotos." So we have a special pasuk that enables us to use three for ataris Nedarim, but not like the Rush says, "Alts beizdin shakul." So we see from the Ran and Rashi that there's no psul of Beis and Shakel by Hataris Nedarim. And it will appear to be a Soda Dover that there's no psul of Beis and Shakel by Hataris Nedarim, because we find in Nedarim Ayin Zayin Amid Aleph that Hataris Nedarim is kosher afilu b'me'umad, even if you're standing. Normally judgment you have to be sitting. Afilu b'kroivim, even relative is normally not good for judgment. Afilu b'layla, even the night, because chol psulei Beis Din were not said by Hataris Nedarim. So Bazoi, also the psul of Beis Din Shakul was not said by Ataris Nedarim, because the psul of Beis Din Shakul is no worse than Krovim. So just like you can have Krovim, you can also have Beis Din Shakul. However, in the Chedushim of Rabbi Kiva Eger and Shulchan Aruch Yerideh Simon Reish Chav Ches Siv Gimel, he writes on the Shulchan Aruch there that Shloisha Adyotis Krovim Ksheirim LaHataris Nedarim Nirel Ani Uzdaiti Deisha Loi. The dafka krovim dein apsul begufo. The roy lodin lemisheno krovo. B'chein ba'layla layla goren v'leka apsul begavra. B'chein be'katan. So he says that the reason a woman is no good because krovim there's no psul begufo. That's in the gufo. The person is beseder. Just he happens to be related, but there's no psul begufo. But and layla is also not a psul begavra. But Isha is a psul Nagavra, so therefore she cannot do Hataris Nedarim. So we can say that a Beis Din Shakul, since it's a Chalais Psul, the Etzem Ha Beis Din, that it's not a Teres Beis Din when it's Shakul. If so, it's also a Pasul Hataris Nedarim, because it's like an Isha and a Kadin, where you have a chalos psul and the gavra, and therefore they're pasul v'ataris nedarim, because they don't have a shame dayin. It's worse than krovim that the psul is not begufo shel adayin, that it's roi ladun l'misheino krovo, that he can judge somebody who's not his relative. If it's his relative, not a psul begufo, he can judge mashenkein isha v'kadin. The psul is begufo and they don't have a shame dayin, so we can say the same applies to a beis din shakul, that they don't have a teras beis din at all. Which is one of my favorite words, because my name starts with all. And therefore it's a psul also for, in English, for Hataras Nedarim, because it doesn't have a Teres Beis Din. And we can bring an araya from them. The Rambam writes in the 16th parak of Hilchos Eidus Halacha Hei, Lufika chen semchin b'sanhedrin shnayim akroivim zela ze. Aval elu shemaisifin al shat shiva le'aber hashanah k'mo shebiyarna b'chus kiddush ha'chodesh yorai li shemai b'em kroivim ein b'chach klum. So the Rambam says that when you make a Beis Din for Kiddush HaChodesh, it's okay if they are Krovim. But the Rambam writes in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Halacha Zayin, that Ibur Shana B'Shivuch Ol Elu Smuchim Kamo Shebi'arnu. But they have to be Smuchim, they have to have proper Smicha. And Pshat of the Rambam is that even though those that we put in the Beis Din, Ad Shiva, Kedei La'aber Es Hashana, Im Yesh Bem Krovim, there's not a problem, like the Rambam writes. You're allowed to have krovim for the Iriyor, but all seven have to be smuchim. Why? Because somebody who's not a samuch, elchotnish kin shem dayin, feltus shem dayin, as they would say in certain places. He doesn't have, he lacks this shame of a dayin if he's not a samuch. Mashem ken krovim ein apsul begufo shel dayin, because he's roy ladun lemisha eno krova like Rabbi Akiva Eger at Geshrei. And also, when they honor krovim, all of them are by themselves individually ksheirim, and they could judge. And therefore, when we add on to the Beis Din La'aber Hashana, if they're krovim, ein bekach klum, so the same thing with a Beis Din Shakul. A Beis Din Shakul is a chalois psul ge'etzim shem Beis Din. Shal Beis Din Shakul ein toiras Beis Din. And this is like a dayan who's not a samuch, that he doesn't, el hotnish can shem dayan, he doesn't have to shem dayan min ha'tayra. And it's worse than krovim that are only pasul ladun, but it's not a psul in the gavra, but they have a shem dayan because it's roi ladun, lemi sheino krovo. Mashenken and Beis Din Shakul, they don't have Teras Beis Din, and therefore, that would be why they'd be a Beis Din Shakul would be pasul, even for Hataras Nedarim. The Ran in Nedarim Chof Gimel Amid Aleph writes, Umashma de Yachd Mumche da Forest Nidarim, Dumi de Mumchim de Moa de Hashem, de Mahasim Boya Samuch, Hochinama Boya Samuch, Zehu Das Harambam. Aval Harambam, Zehu Das Haramban. Aval Harambam Kosav, so it's a Yachid Mumche by Forest Nidarim, needs to be a Mumche by Moa de Hashem, by Kviyas HaChodesh. So just like there, you need a Samuch. So too, by a Faris Nedarim, you need the person to be a Samach, that's the opinion of the Ramban. But the Rambam writes, Kosev Perek Vav, I'm continuing in the Ran, the Rambam writes in Perek Vav, Michal Shvutz Halacha, Hey, the Chacham Muvok Matir Sanadarim, Delo Boya Samuch, Vayen Belecha Mishne Sham. That a Chacham Muvok could be matir, if he's a proper chacham, a real chacham, he could be matir nedarim, because we don't require a samach, unlike the Ramban, so we require a samach and not require a samach. L'chor tzarech iyun, somebody who's not a samach doesn't have a shame dying. So how is he matir a neder? He's not enu b'chlal based in. Rashbam, bava basra, kuf chofam at beis. Hafaris Nedarim Begimel Hainu Ataris Chacham De Beinan Beis Din Shel Gimel Adiyotis O Yachid Mumche De Havelei Kib Beis Din. So he writes that a Yachid Mumche is Matir and Neder because he's Kib Beis Din. So somebody who's not Samuch, that he doesn't have a shame dying, Bevada, he's not Kib Beis Din. So what does the Ran mean when he says, in the name of the Ramban, that you don't need a, in the name of the Rambam, that you don't need a Samuch? He doesn't have a shame based in. So it would appear that we can say, B'das HaRambam, that a Yachid Mumche is Matir the Neder, it's not because he's like a based in. The B'emes, we don't require Torah's based in for a Torah's Nedarim. The Rambam writes in the sixth parak of Ilchot Shvuot, Halacha Vav, HaKorovim Ksherim Latir Nedarim B'Shvuot, U'matirim B'Laila U'Mu'umad, She'ein HaHeter HaZed Din. So the Rambam writes that Korovim can be Matir Nedarim in Shvuos, they're matter even at night, even mu'umad, because this heter is not considered din. So since heter and adarim isn't considered din, so we also don't need a base din for hataras nedarim. And not that a yarchim mumche can be matir and neder, because that's a special din beheter nedarim, that it says in the parash of nedarim, rashi hamatos. In other words, for heter nedarim, you need rashi hamatos, but not a toras base din. Just a mumche. The Yachid mumche is Roshei HaMatos. And therefore the Rambam held that we don't require a samuch. He doesn't have to be a samuch. He doesn't have to have proper biblical smicha. Just that he should be a chacham mufak. He should be a proper, real chacham who is matir the neder, because the din of samuch was said in Hilchas Beis Din. Somebody who's not a Samuch doesn't have a shame dying. But by Ataris Nedarim, we don't need Torah's Beis Din, we just need Roshei HaMatos. And even somebody who's not a Samuch, since he's a Chacham Muvhok, that is enough to consider him Roshei HaMatos. Great. Now, we can go take it further and say that Shleisha Hadyotis Matirin Es HaNeder, So we said now with the one that you don't require that he be a samuch, also mitrai, the dry yidin hediotis, who are matir, the nedir, that's also not mitiras based in, because hediotis don't have a torat beit din min ha torah. Rather, a nesivis siman aleph sipkat aleph in the very first nesivis. Rather, it's a din miyuchad behetu nedar, and we learned it from the pasuk that we quoted earlier, that if we don't have a shame, if we don't have a mumche there who's rashi hamatos, all three hediotos that are sitting together are bimkom the yachid mumche, and their din is like rashi hamatos legabe ataros nedar. We see this in the Rambam in the sixth parak of Hilchos Shavuos halacha hey, that we mentioned earlier. Ketzad matir miyavo anishba lachacha muvukal leshlesh hediotos im ein sham mumche. What does he say? How are you matir? You, the nishba goes to the chacham mufak or to three adyotos if there isn't a mumche there. So it's mashmed only if there's no mumche there, then shlosh adyotos are matir the neder. But when there is a mumche, the shlosh adyotos shouldn't be matir the neder, and even b'di'evit. It's only if there's no mumche there. Wherever the Ran writes, in the Darim Chav Gimel Amar Aleph Mestaber that Arminim Shloshim Tiras and Neder B'Makom Shem Chacham the Mashma B'Makom Sheish Chacham Ein Matirin Mishum Kvoidei Shel Chacham Hu De Ismar Ulechatchilu Hu Deloy Avo B'Di'evad Ishtri Lei Nidra Zok the Ran that it's Mestaber, it's logical to say that we say that three people are Matir the Neder. If there's no Chacham, it's Mashma, there is a Chacham, they're not Matir, it's because of the covet of the Chacham. That's why we said this Halacha. And Lechatchila Nat, but B'Di'evad they could be Matir the Neder. In the Pischei Tshuva, in Yerideya Simon Reish Chav Ches Sif Kot Nalef, he brings in the name of Ravadi Brat Nurim Bechoris, that also the Gabe Nedarim, three are not effective if there is a Yachid Mumche, not like the Ran, that it's only a Din Lechatchila Mishim Kvoidu Chirochacham, but B'di'evit Ishtri Lein Idri, it could be Matir the Nedar. He says, no, that it's required that if there is a Chacham, you got to go to the Chacham. The only Shaila is, that a mumche is matir and neder, and that shloish adyotis is matir the neder, we learn from psukim in darim ein ches amar aleph. So this din of the three hadyotos is not totally that they're matir and neder, is not totally at all in the din of yachid mumche that's matir the neder. So why do we say that if there's a mumche, the three hadyotos cannot be matir the neder? It has the three hadyotos have their pasuk. You have a pasuk for the three hadyotos. So mehechi teisi that if there's a yachid mumcha, they can't do it. Ayein b'zeh b'shut chavis yoyer in simen kuf chof tes. And therefore, it would appear based on what we explained that the three hadyotos and matir the neder, it's not mitiras based in. Rather, they're included in rashi hamatos lataras nedarim. And therefore, these three are only considered Rashi HaMatos if there's no Chacham. But in a place where there is a Chacham, that he's Rashi HaMatos, so the three Hadyotos can't be considered Rashi HaMatos, because there already is a Rashi HaMatos, and that's the Chacham Mufak. And with this, we can understand the Rambam in the sixth parak of Hilchos Shavuos Halacha Hey that we quoted. Ketzid Matirim Yovu Nishba L'Chacham Mufak Ol Deshel Sheyotos Im Ein Sham Mumche. And you go to the Chacham Mufak, and the three Hadyotos, if there isn't a Mumche. And in the Lechem Mishnah there he says that Midivrei Rambam it would appear that he doesn't require that these three hadyotos are the Masbari Le Besavri, that if you explain to them properly that they'll understand. They can understand the learning. They don't need to be Lamdanim at all. They don't need to be good Talmud students at all to be Mati or Neder. But the Ran writes Vishlosh Adyotos to Sharu Nidra Kad Masbri Lu Visavri Lo Boyshi Echamim Chacham Umirbin Masbri Le Savri. They don't have to be Mamish Chachamim, but if you explain to them, they have to be able to chap. So we have the Heiligel Lechem Mishnah who says that they don't have to chap according to the Ram. We have the Ran who says that they do have to chap. They do have to be able to understand if you explain things to them in order to be Matir Ned. They don't have to be Mamish Chachamim, but the Masbri Le Visavri. They don't understand if you explain to them. So it would appear that the Ran is Lashita. So that the three people are Matir the Neder, Zeo Mitoras Bezdin. And therefore, they don't have a Toras Bezdin unless Masbri Lu Visavri. Otherwise, they don't count. And that's the Ran that we saw at the outset, that you need a Cain Beis Din. But the Rambam doesn't hold like that. The Rambam holds that it's not mitaras based in at all. You don't need. It's not mitaras based in. It's no psul based in shakul behetin adarim, because they're not matir the neder al taras based in. Rather, because they're rashi hamatos, and there we don't have a psul of a Bezdin shakul. And now we can understand that we don't learn in the Mishnah at the beginning of Sanhedrin regarding all those things that require a Sanhedrin, require a Bezdin, that a Taras Nedarim is a Bishlosha. Taisus there says that Tana de Masnis and Lo Tana Vishir, he didn't leave anything over. So based on what we explained in the Rambam, we can explain why. Because that we require shloisha la taras nedarim, it's not mitaras bezdin. Shloisha adiotas are b'chal rashi hamatos. So that's not shaykh to the mission at the beginning of Sanhedrin that's telling us dine bezdin. Uva taras nedarim, you don't need taras bezdin, but rather rashi hamatos. However, it's pashat that even ladas harambam, that three adiotas are matu, the neder loy mitaras bezdin, but rather because they're rashi hamatos, legabe a taras nedarim, but isho katan are psulim la taras nedarim, like Rabbi Kiva Eger says. And not mitam of Rabbi Kiva Eger, that the psul is begufan and they don't have a shame dayin, because according to what we explained, you don't need Torah's dayin for a Torah's nedarim. But rather, the reason is that Isha v'katan are not included in Rashi Amatos mitzad atzman. They can't be Rashi Amatos, and memela, they are psulin le hataras nedarim. So there's a lot more to say on this. But we will conclude here and give ourselves a bracha that we should be zocha to continue this shir and continue discussing these very interesting things. If we're zocha to continue, what is interesting in Torah? And we give ourselves a bracha that we should be zocha l'lmodu l'ameid l'shmor v'la'asos u'l'kayem es kol divrei salmo terasu v'yahava. Amen v'yamein. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.